Please worship.
如果在座，如果您的手机没有关掉，请你就是把它关掉或者放到那个 vibrate。
Please remember to turn off your cell phone or put it on vibrate mode. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 13.
这诸天呢，应当欢呼，大地啊，应当快乐。
Shout for joy, O heavens! Rejoice, O earth!
众山呢，应当发声歌唱。
Burst into song, O mountains!
我们来到主的殿中，我们就是要敬拜我们的主。
We come to the Lord's sanctuary to worship Him.
我们一起起立，我们唱快乐崇拜。
It's all right for the hymn.
这是让我们大家怀着一个快乐和这个牵挂的心来唱。
And sing with a joyful heart.It's in your hymn book.
The hymn book, 22nd, yes.
Hymn book, page 22.
这个昨天我们在这个婚礼这个献诗唱这首诗歌。
The choir has dedicated the song at the wedding yesterday as well.
我们第一首呢，我们就是大家一起唱。
The first verse, we'll all sing together.
第二首呢，就前两句就是这个弟兄来唱，后两句由姐妹来唱。
So the second verse, the first half will have our brothers to sing it, and the second half will be the sisters.
第三首呢，我们就翻过来，由这姐妹先唱前两句，弟兄唱后两句。
And for the third verse, the sisters will sing the first half, and the brothers the second half.
最后那一首我们就一起来唱。
And last one, we'll all sing together also.
让我们大家带一个快乐的心情来唱。
Let's sing with a joyful heart.
快乐快乐我们崇拜荣耀慈爱大主宰心灵开启在主面前如同花朵向日开祝愿你云祝愿有情恳求救助尽出情万福之
弟兄来前两句
欢乐祝福欢舞同桌天地反映出荣光天使心出老祝歌唱不住崇拜永荣耀
姐妹
sisters
神师父真基督师兄爱众生活写著名求教我们相爱相亲同享神圣大欢喜将一起伟大歌唱普世万民歌声音天空往前进歌唱不停忠勇征战胜利军欢欣乐居多向光明共享快乐心中生
我们大家一同在里我们唱下一首诗歌他是主
The next hymn He is Lord
这一遍诗歌第一遍呢我是大家可以一起唱
First verse we'll all sing together
在第二遍的时候我想就是换一个事，就是换一个方式，就是说弟兄先唱他是主，我们姐妹再唱他也是主。
OK, so the, for the、second verse we're going to make a little change. So the brothers will sing first, he is Lord, and then the sisters will sing that he is also Lord.
然后上下我们就一起来唱，看看这个怎么样啊。
And then for the rest, we'll all sing together. We'll see how that works.
Okay. 好，你们进来。
他是主，他是主，他是生活死亡又复活的主，万膝当跪拜，万头当承认。耶稣基督是主，
弟兄们
，brothers，
他是主，
姐妹
，sisters， 他是主，
一起
的 ，together，
他是生过死亡又复活的主，万膝当跪拜，万夫当承认，耶稣基督。
姐妹唱他是主，弟兄
brothers，
他是主，他是生过死亡又复活的主，万膝当跪拜，万夫当承认，耶稣基督是主。
我们再来一遍，就
all together。
是主，他是主，他是生过死亡又复活的主，万膝当跪拜，万头当承认，耶稣基督是主。
是的主，我们来到你的面前，我们要承认你是主。
Lord, as we come before you, we'll say that you are our Lord.
我们谢谢你为我们诞生到这个世界上。
We thank you for being born into this world for us.
为我们被钉死在十字架上。
To be nailed on the cross for us.
当我们愿意来接受你的恩典的时候，你就成为我们的救主。
When we are willing to accept your grace, you became our Lord.
所以我们也要遵从你做我们生命的主。
But we also would like to acknowledge that you are the Lord of our lives.
在我们的生活当中，我们要学习信靠顺服你。
We have to learn how to rely on you in our lives.
让你在我们的生命当中被尊伟大。
So that you can be the greatest in our life.
让我们在生活当中行事为人，不是凭眼见，也不是凭我们自己的喜好。
So that whatever we say and however we do and act,We do not just do it according to what we like to do.
而是愿意寻求你的旨意。
However, we would like to seek your will.
而且照着你的旨意而行。
And we do it according to your will.
所以我们谢谢你在过去半个多月当中，你带领我们教会。
Lord, we thank you for leading, guiding us in the past half a month.
直到从期末考结束之后，我们有许多的活动。
We know that we have a lot of activities after the finals.
有全教会的郊游。
There has been a picnic.
有延伸制的课程。
There is a Bible seminary courses.
有毕业典礼那天的晚间的崇拜。
There is a commencement and there is worship at night.
有昨天李燕和刘红一的婚礼。
There is Li Yan's and Hong Yi's wedding yesterday.
所以我们在为这件事情忙碌的时候，我们心中有喜乐，我们也感谢主，你保守一切。
Well, as we are busy with organizing all these activities, we are full of joy and we are full of thanksgiving for what you have given to us.
今天早上我们再次来到你面前。
So we come before you one more time.
我们恳求主，你让我们心中有安息。
We ask you to give us peace in our hearts.
让我们能够利用暑期的时间，我们能够抓紧与主的关系。
Especially in the holidays, we ask you to help us so that we can be closer to you.
让我们不断在与主的关系上有成长。
So that we can continually have growth in our walk with you.
所知道对我们很多的弟兄姐妹和朋友来说， 生活当中依然有许多的挑战。
We know that there are still lots of challenges in front of us, for a lot of brothers and sisters.
许多人还在等候工作。
Many people are still waiting for a job.
所以我们恳求你为他们开路。
We ask you to open their roads for them.
也恳求主你加添他们信心。
We also ask you to strengthen their faith.
让他们知道他们的前途一切都在主的手中。
So then they will know that whatever comes to them is in your hands.
所以我们也想到有好多人在与疾病来征战。
And we also know that many of us are fighting with diseases.
我们继续为敏飞来祷告。
Continue to pray for Minfei.
我们感谢主你的保守，让他化疗的情形相当的不错。
Lord, we thank you for your protection because we know that the result of her chemotherapy has been good.
我们求主继续保守看顾他的身体。
We ask you to continue to guide and protect her.
我们的祷告是他能够得到完全的医治。
So that our prayer is that she can be completely healed.
我们也知道有好几位学生和校友，他们也面对极大的挑战。
We also know that a lot of students and alumni are also facing problems.
有一位学生，他的母亲被诊断是末期癌症，医生估计只有两个礼拜到两个月的生命。
A student's mother has been diagnosed with a terminal disease, and she only has about 2 weeks left.
主啊，我们实在是求你怜悯施恩。
We really ask for your mercy.
主啊，在这段时间，祝你赐给他们全家从上头来的平安。
We ask you just to grant them peace, from you into their family.
主啊，你若许可，求你延长他母亲的生命。
Well, if you're willing, we ask you to add to her days in her life.
让他们在这一生当中能够有一个新的机会来追求你，来认识你。
So then, they'll have a new opportunity to know more about you.
还有我们的校友唐庆，礼拜三要接受心脏的手术。
And our alumnus, 唐庆, he will undergo a open heart surgery on Wednesday.
所以我们也把这个手术的恭敬仰望交托在主的手中。
Well, we lift up this operation in your hands.
愿一切顺利成功。
We ask you to help it, to guide it, to protect it.
也求主保守，让他真的是在未来12年到15年不需要再动同样的心脏手术。
We ask you to help him so that in the next 12 or 15 years he doesn't need another operation.
所以我们知道我们活在一个不完美的世界。
So we know that we live in this imperfect world.
求主赐给我们智慧。
So we ask you to give us wisdom.
晓得怎么样活在你的恩典当中。
So that we know how to live under your grace.
不论在顺境或逆境。我们可以在你里面有喜乐。
It's up or down, we always are in your peace and joy.
把今天的聚会恭恭敬敬仰望。
We lift up today's worship.
愿主与我们同在。
We ask you to be with us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
May be seated.
下面是启用的时间。
Now it's time for responsive reading.
由善鬼弟兄来带领我们启用。
Brother 善鬼 will lead us.
启用的经文在我们这个诗歌本的46篇。
It's in your handbook. Number 46, page 747.
生命圣诗第747页。
Your handbook, page 747.
第46篇。
Number 46.
我读细体字，请大家回应粗体字。
I'll read the fine print. The congregation will read the bold print.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
有了我的命令，又遵守的。这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
不爱我的人，就不遵守我的道。你们所听见的道，不是我的，乃是差我来之父的道。
所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，
雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人，把房子盖在沙土上。
雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
只是你们要醒道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。
因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，
看见走后随即忘了他的相貌如何。
我有详细查看那全被使人自由并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
感谢神。
下面是奉献的时间。
Now it's time for offering.
奉献是我们对神祝福的回报。
Offering is our response to God.
也是是一个我们基督徒的义务。
It's also a responsibility for Christians.
如果你在座的对这个奉献意义还不清楚，或者是你第一次来，当奉献的传到你跟前的时候，就请你过年里传给下一位。
If anybody does not understand the meaning of offering or you're not prepared today, you can just respectfully pass it back to the person next to you.
在奉献的同时，我们会唱一首诗歌，将最好的献主。
At the same time, we'll sing a hymn together. Give of your best to the Master. Let's pray for the offering.
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们感谢你，你把独生爱子赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your one and only Son.
让我们靠着他，我们能够有永生。
So that we can have eternal life because of him.
主，我们也谢谢你，你赐给我们放上的这个生活的需要。
Lord, we also thank you for giving us abundantly for our everyday life.
我们就是求主让我们能够有一颗感恩的心。
We ask you to give us a thankful heart.
让我们能够就是把我们的一切能够为主献上为主所用。
So that we can give up all of ourselves so that you can use it.
我们也为今天这个所献的金钱向你来祷告。
We also pray for today's offerings we make.
求主用在你的事工上。
We ask you to use it in your own ministry.
来彰显主的荣耀。
So that we can glorify your name.
也求主常常给我们一颗感恩的心。
We also ask you to continue to give us a thankful heart.
让我们能够把最好的献给主。
So that we can give up the best of ours.
我们这样感谢祷告，奉救主耶稣基督名求。
We pray all these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们下面是这个读经的时间。
Now it's time for scripture reading.
今天读经的经文是在路加福音，第八章一到十五节。
Today we'll be reading the book of Luke, chapter 8, verses 1 through 15.
路加福音第八章一到十五节。
Luke chapter 8 verses 1 through 15。
如果大家打开的话，就请听我读。
When you found it, you just listen to me.
过了不多日，耶稣周游各城各乡传道，宣讲神国的福音，和他同去的有十二个门徒。还有被恶鬼所缚、被疾病所累、已经治好的几个妇女，内中有称为抹大拉的玛利亚，常有七个鬼从她身上赶出来，又有西律的家宅、普萨的妻子约亚娜，并苏珊娜和好些别的妇女，就是用自己的财物供给耶稣和门徒。当许多人聚集，又有人从各城里出来见耶稣的时候，耶稣就用比喻说，有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，被人践踏，天上的飞鸟又来吃尽了，又落在磐石上的，一出来就枯干了，因为得不着滋味。有落在荆棘里的，荆棘一同生长，就把它挤住了。又有落在好土里的，生长起来结实百倍。耶稣说了这些话，就大声说，有耳可听的就应当听。门徒问耶稣说，这比喻是什么意思呢？他说，神国的奥秘是叫你们知道，至于别人就用比喻，叫他们看也看不见，听也听不明。这比喻乃是这样，种子就是神的道，那些在路旁的就是人听了道，随后魔鬼来从他们心里把道夺去，恐怕他们信了得救。那些在磐石上的就是人听道欢喜领受，在心中没有根，不过暂时相信，一直遇见试炼就退后了。那落在荆棘里的就是人听了道，走开以后被今生的思虑、钱财、喜乐挤住了，便结不出成熟的籽粒来。那落在好土里的，就是人听了道，持守在诚实善良的心里，并且忍耐着结实。把以下的时间交给徐牧师。
We'll give our time to Pastor Xu。
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我记得二十多年前，我那时候信主不久，我们团契里面，有一对弟兄姐妹结婚。
I remember more than 20 years ago, I was just recently accepted the Christ, and there was a couple in our fellowship was getting married.
我记得婚礼结束的时候，牧师特别提醒新郎跟新娘，第二天早上一定要来做礼拜。
I remember at the end of the wedding, the pastor especially reminded the couple that for them to remember to come to the worship the next day.
这次我没有特别提醒红衣跟李燕。
This time, yesterday's wedding, I actually did not try to remind Hong Yi and Li Yan.
Because
I knew that they did plan to come to the worship today.
很高兴看到很多昨天的伴郎跟伴娘。
I'm very happy to see all these bridesmaids and these groomsmen.
虽然婚礼是相当的累。
Although people may feel very tired from the wedding.
但是我们在主日一同来到教会。
However, we all came together on Sunday.
真是表达出主在我们的生命当中占有最重要的地位。
And that really shows how much of an important role that God has in our hearts.
今年六七八月，我们主日信息的主题是活出满结果子的人生。
So for this year, in June, July, and August, the theme of our messages is living a fruitful life.
耶稣曾经用一句话来说明他来到世上的目的。
Jesus has used one word to explain the purpose of his coming to this world.
他说我来的是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
He said that I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
我想我们每个人都希望我们能够有一个
I think all of us want to have a fruitful life.
能够活得非常丰盛，就像一棵果树结满了果子一样。
And our life is so fruitful, just like a fruit tree, full of fruits.
我非常盼望今年暑假的这一系列信息能够成为我们每一位生活的指引。
It is my hope that our messages for this summer will become a good guidance for everybody's life.
让我们都像有智慧的园丁一样。
So that we can be like a wise gardener.
懂得如何照顾我们生命的果树。
So that we know how to take care of the fruit of our life.
好让我们这一生结满了甜美的果子。
So that we can all bear sweet and good fruit.
在种果树的事上，我实在是外行。
I'm pretty much like an amateur when it comes to planting fruit trees.
但我在加州洛杉矶住了11年。
However, I've lived in California, Los Angeles, California, for 11 years.
在那边的华人几乎家家户户都会种几棵果树。
And most of the Chinese people in Los Angeles like to plant fruit trees in their yards.
那有一个现象非常清楚。
Something that's very clear to me.
就是许多家都种了同一种果树，但是有些家结果子，有些家不结果子。
And I can see that most families they will plant the same kind of tree, fruit trees, but then some bear fruits and some don't.
有些家结的果子又甜又好吃，有些家结的果子味道就差很多。
And some families have their fruit trees bear lots of fruits and they taste really good, and some other families' fruit trees are not so good.
有些家结的果子又多又大，有些家结的又少又小。
And some families' fruits are big and good, and some other families' fruits are not as big and as good.
种的是同一种树。
So they plant the same kind of trees.
雨水、温度这些气候的环境也是一样的。
And the rains and the temperatures and everything, all these environments are all the same for the trees.
从土质来说，常常几家邻居的地跟它状况也是一样的。
And in terms of the kind of soil, if they're neighbors, their soil should be pretty similar.
但是种树结果的情形很不一样。
And however, the result of their fruit tree planting is different.
在我们今天读的经文里面，耶稣讲了一个类似的比喻。
So in today's scripture, we also read about a very similar kind of parable that Jesus told us.
耶稣用撒种结果子的比喻来讲几种不同的人生。
So Jesus uses sowing seeds and bearing fruit as parable to explain different kind of lives.
这个比喻很显然在门徒的心目中留下了相当深刻的印象。
And obviously you can see that this gave a very deep impression in his disciples' hearts.
所以同样一件事情在马太福音、马可福音、路加福音都有记载。
So the same kind of parable was recorded in the book of Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
那我也打算用三个主日的信息来带大家看同样这个比喻。
And I also plan to use three messages in three different Sundays to talk about this parable.
每次用一卷不同的福音书，每一次看其中一部分的细节。
So each time I'll use a different gospel book and to look at different parts of the verses.
今天用的是路加福音第8章的记载。
And today we'll use Luke chapter 8.
8章4节告诉我们说，当时有许多人聚集，又有人从各城里出来见耶稣。在那时候，耶稣说了 这个撒种的比喻。
In chapter 8 verse 4 it tells us that at that time a lot of people came and a lot of people came from different towns and villages and at that time Jesus told this parable.
那比喻的内容在第五节到第八节等一下我们会看。
And the parable itself is in verses 5-8 and we'll read it shortly.
讲完比喻之后门徒问耶稣说这比喻是什么意思啊
So after Jesus told us this parable the disciples asked him what do you mean by the telling this parable
这代表说这个比喻他们听是听了却没听懂其中的意思
So it tells us that the disciples they hear the parable but they do not understand what it means
他们知道耶稣讲比喻一定是意有所指但是不知道指的是什么
They know that when Jesus tells a parable he's trying to tell them something but they just do not understand what he's trying to say
所以就去找耶稣请他进一步解释
So they went to Jesus and asked him to explain the parable to them
没想到耶稣在八章直接说神国的奥秘只叫你们知道至于别人就用比喻叫他们看也看不见听也听不明
However, Jesus told them in chapter 8 verse 10 he says the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you but to others I speak in parables so that though seeing they may not see though hearing they may not understand
这句话显然令人相当的惊讶耶稣为什么会这样说呢
This must be very shocking to them why did Jesus say that
这个问题我们会在下个主日的信息解说
And I will explain this in next Sunday
那希望有兴趣多了解的人绝对不要错过
So if you're interested please do not forget to come next Sunday
今天我们就先跳过只看比喻的重点
So we'll skip this part and then we'll look at what this parable is trying to tell us
好在八章十一节到十五节耶稣把比喻的意义进一步解释给了门徒听
So in chapter 8 from verses 11-15, Jesus further explained the meaning of this parable.
我们现在再回到五节到八节，先对比喻有一个整体的概念。
So why don't we come back to verses 5-8?
现在请大家仔细看，然后回答我几个问题。
So let's read it carefully and you're going to have to answer some questions.
这个比喻是讲到撒种。
And here the parable is talking about sowing seeds.
请问在这个比喻当中，撒种的人有几位？
So we, the first question is that how many people are sowing seeds?
几位哈？
嗯 ，just one.
稍微下一张。那请问他撒种的时候是撒了好多不同种类的种子，还是只撒一种种子
？So is the farmer sowing just one kind of seed or many different kinds?
那在这个比喻当中种子代表的是什么
So in this parable what does the seed represent
神的道
The seed is the word of God
那么你想在耶稣讲比喻的时候那位撒种的人指的是谁
So in this parable what do you think Jesus is saying is indicating in terms of the person who sows the seed
讲大声呼王文涛讲的这讲大声一点
himself
耶稣就是那位撒种的人
so Jesus is the person who sows the seed
所以耶稣的意思是说他像这么大一群人讲神国的道就像撒种的人把种子撒出去一样
so what Jesus was trying to say was that he is preaching the secrets of the kingdom of God to all these people just like the farmer who sows a lot of seeds on the soil
那么种子撒出去之后有几种不一样的结果
and what are the different consequences after the seeds are sown
有几种不同的结果
different consequences four kinds
好稍微下一张有四种现在最后一个关键的问题
Now it's a very critical question
撒种的人是同一位
Only one farmer
撒的种子也是完全一样的种子
Only one kind of seed
请问为什么后来有四种不一样的结局呢
Why is that there's four different consequences
关键是什么
What's the key
土不一样
Because the soil is different
好关键是土地的状况
It's because different conditions of the soil
四种不同状况的土地就带来四种不同的结果
So four different conditions brings forth four different consequences.
耶稣讲这个比喻的意思非常的明显。
So the parable itself is actually pretty self-explanatory.
当时有这么多的人有机会听耶稣讲神国的道。
So at that time, there's so many people who actually have the opportunity to hear God's words.
所有的人听得到都是一样的。
So everybody hears the same message.
就像种子撒出去都是一样的。
Just like there's only one kind of seed.
但是因为每个人心田的状况不一样，听得到的结果就不一样。
However, because the soil of the hearts are different in different people's hearts, the consequences are different.
四种不同的心田。
Four different kinds of soil in the people's hearts.
四种不同的结果。
Four different consequences.
四种心田当中只有一种是所谓的好土。
Only one of the four kinds of soil is good soil.
这样的心田后来就结出了许许多多的果实。
So this kind of soil of your heart will bear a lot of fruit.
另外三种心田后来都没有结出果子来，是因为它们各有不同的问题。
All these other three kinds of soil in your heart will not bear fruit.
第一种情形的问题是因为种子落在路旁。
The problem with the first soil is because the seeds fell along the path.
第二种情形的问题是种子落在磐石上。
And for the second kind of soil, the problem is that they fell on the rock.
第三种情形的问题是种子落在荆棘里。
And the third problem with the soil is that some fell among thorns.
这三种情形都代表了拦住我们人生结出果子的因素。
So these three conditions represent three different obstacles for us to bear fruit.
我们在这礼拜、下礼拜和6月22会每一次讲一方面的问题。
So from today's message, next week's, and the message on the 22nd of June, I will each time I'll explain one condition.
好，今天我们就来看第一种不结果子的情形。
So today we'll look at the first condition.
第一种情形是种子撒在路旁。
The first problem is that the seeds fell along the path.
也就是农田旁边人来来往往。
And that's talking about the path that is along the farmland.
我虽然不是在农村长大，在台湾的时候还是去过农村几次。
Although I do not grow up in the farm, but then I have been to the farms a couple times when I was in Taiwan.
后来我几次到大陆的家庭教会去服侍，也住在农村里面。
And I also have served in the house churches in China several times.
所以农田的情形，农夫的生活，我还是有一点点肤浅的了解。
I have lived among the farmers a couple times, so that I have some understanding of their lives.
无论是农田旁边的路，或者是田之间的田埂，路都是硬邦邦的。
And then I know that both the paths along the farmlands and then the paths in between the farmlands, they're all very hard.
种子落在那上面，根本进不到泥土里面。
And whenever you have seeds get onto the path, there is no way that the seeds will go into the soil.
耶稣说那些落在路旁的种子被来往的人践踏。
And Jesus said that these seeds are trampled upon.
那天上的飞鸟又来吃尽了。
And the birds of the air also came to eat it up.
这代表的是什么样的心田呢？
What does that represent?
那代表的是那些没有预备好接受福音，或者说对福音没有真正兴趣的心田。
So these soil represent the kind of soil in your heart that is not prepared for the gospel or you're totally uninterested with the gospel.
大家想看看每年秋季都有一批批的华人学生同时抵达康乃尔。
And we can reflect about every fall there is groups and groups of Chinese students who came from overseas to Ithaca to study.
在他们刚来的时候，很多人都有机会接触到教会，听到福音。
When they first came, they always have, most of them will have the opportunity to hear the gospel.
但是有些人对福音非常有反应，有兴趣多了解。
And a lot of, some people will be very responsive to the gospel and they are very interested in knowing more.
有些人却完全没有兴趣。
However, some of them are not interested at all.
就好像种子怎么撒都撒不到他们心中最好的那块田里面。
And it's as if all these seeds just can never reach the best soil in their hearts.
就好像落到路旁一样。
It's just as if all these seeds have fell on the, along the path.
倒不是说这些人本身有什么恶意或者态度不好。
So we're not talking about these people, came with a bad attitude.
而是受到过去环境的影响，完全没有预备好 来接受福音。
However, they may be affected by their background and they're just not prepared at all for the gospel.
其实我自己在没有信主之前也是这样的。
However, I myself is the same way before I came to know Christ.
我1983年来美国读研究所的时候才开始去查经班。
And it was not until 1983 when I came to the U.S. for graduate studies. I started to go to the Bible study groups, and then I accepted Jesus Christ.
我刚信主的时候，心中一直以为我过去没有听过福音，是开始去查经班之后才听到福音的。
So when I first, right after I accepted Jesus, I kept thinking that, well, I have never had a chance to hear the gospel, and I didn't have the chance until I came to the Bible study group.
后来我才发现不是这样。
And however, I later realized that it was not really true.
并不是我过去没有听过福音，而是我过去的状况就像路旁的地一样。
And it was not because I have never heard of the gospel before, but it was because my situation was just like, my condition was just like the path along the farmland.
所以福音的种子撒到我身上，我一点反应都没有。
So I had no response to all these seeds of the gospel.
我正在准备这个信息的时候，就试着回想从小到大有没有听过福音。
So when I prepared today's message, I tried to recall and to see, you know, in the past, if I have ever heard of the gospel when I was little.
我很惊讶地发现，不想则已，越想越多。
And I was surprised to realize that if I don't think about it, I probably couldn't think of anything. But if I start thinking about it, I can think of more and more the more I think about it.
而且我越想越稀奇，为什么我当时一点反应都没有？
And then I was more and more surprised that why I was totally not responsive to all these messages.
我还记得小时候有一天晚上有人来村子里面放露天电影。
And I remember when I was little, one person came to our village and then he was playing a movie in the open area.
因为是免费的，所以我们所有小孩全都跑去看。
And it was free, so all the kids went.
我现在想起来，那是一部福音性的电影。
And now I realize that it was actually a gospel movie.
当时我看了一个晚上，还觉得很好看。
And I watched the whole movie and thought it was a good movie.
但是电影传递的信息毫无反应。
But I had no response to the message that the movie was trying to convey.
完全没有意识到那部电影跟我有什么关系。
And I did not realize any.Relationship at all about this movie and myself.
我在小学的时候，我们班上同学感情很好。
And when I was in elementary school, I have a couple of good friends.
有的时候有人过生日会请几位小朋友到家里一起吃个冬饭，吃个蛋糕啊，庆生。
And when one friend would have their birthday parties, he will invite all of us to go to their house and have the birthday cake.
有一次我的一位好朋友过生日，他过的方式很特别。
And one time, one of my best friends, he had his birthday party and it was very special.
他带我们唱了好多歌，那些歌很好听。
And he led us to sing a lot of songs and those are all beautiful songs.
其中一首歌讲的是要走天堂路。
And one of the songs was talking about to walk the heavenly path.
我都还记得那首歌结束的时候，我的朋友很活泼的举手说我要走天堂路。
So I remember at the end of the songs, my friend, even though he was jumping around, he said, I want to walk the walk of the heavenly path.
都已经事隔40年了，那天的那一幕还可以浮现在我的眼前。
And this is more than 40 years later now, I still remember very vividly what he was doing that day.
其实那天我的同学是在向我们做见证。
And actually that day, our friend was actually witnessing to us.
希望我们跟他一样能够得着认识耶稣也有的喜乐。
And he wanted us to have the same kind of joy that he has when he knows Jesus.
但当时我真的一点反应都没有。
And however, at that time I had no response to that at all.
那我小学三年级到五年级的导师非常好。
And in my elementary school years, grade 3 to 5, I have a very good teacher.
每一位同学都很爱这位老师，我也非常爱这位老师。
So all the students, including myself, love this teacher.
不是我自己吹嘘，这位导师是当时特别疼爱我。
And I was not being boastful, however, I know that this teacher loves me the most.
1999年，我很惊讶地发现，我有一位小学同学拿了康奈尔的博士之后，一直住在伊萨卡，我们住在同一个城里面两年，竟然不知道。
And in 1999, I found out with a surprise that one of my classmates in elementary school, he actually got a PhD from Cornell, and he has lived in Ithaca for 2 years, and I had no idea that we were living in the same city for 2 years already.
后来透过他的联络，在2000年，我和另外三位住在美国东岸的小学同学 一起和我们的导师在 New Jersey 团聚了一次。
So later, through him, we found three other friends from elementary school. And then in the year of 2000, we actually found our teacher as well. And then we had a little reunion in New Jersey.
那时候我才好像恍然大悟的意识到，我的老师全家都是非常爱主的基督徒。
Finally realized that this teacher who loved us so much was actually a good Christian. Her whole family is a Christian.
其实我们小时候，她就是用基督的爱在爱我们。
So then I realized that when we were little, she actually loved us with the love of Jesus.
我从她那里得到这么多的爱，我却对福音毫无反应。
And I had received so much love from her, but I had no idea that she's loving me as with the love of Jesus.
在2000年那次团聚的时候，我的老师硬是在众人面前单单给了我一个红包。
So, at the reunion in 2000, my teacher actually gave me some money in front of everybody else.
他说那是他对一位传道人的爱心奉献。
And she said that this is her offering to a preacher.
他并要求我跟他一起把以前的同学们一个个带信主。
And she also especially asked me to work with her so then we can bring all of our friends to Christ.
那感谢主，当初在康奈尔拿了博士，后来去 Wisconsin 当教授的那一位，在过去几年当中已经信主了。
And I thank the Lord that my friend who got his PhD from Cornell and later went to Wisconsin to be a professor has accepted the Christ in the past few years.
其他的我自己实在信的力量不够。
As for others, I have not made my biggest efforts.
当时我的老师虽然年纪已经大了，还继续关心同学们，一个个打电话为他们祷告。
However, my teacher, although she's already getting old, she's still calling all these friends and talk to them and pray for them.
有这么好的老师是很大的福气。
And it's really my blessing that I can come across with such a good teacher.
但是我小时候对他所信的福音真是一点反应都没有。
However, when I was little, I did not have any response to the gospel that she brings to us.
再想想，其实读初中、高中、大学的时期，也真的发现有好多人曾经向我传过福音。
And then as I think more and more, I realized that all through my junior high, senior high, university years, and I actually have a lot of opportunities to come across with the gospel.
最离谱的是，我大学四年最好的朋友是一位基督徒。
And what is even more ridiculous was that my best friend in college was a Christian.
我们因为是学校几份刊物的主编，我们整天混在一起。
And we are editors of some journals in the college, and so then we are buddies.
我那时候苦命的追我现在的好太太的时候，她还当我狗头军师。
And when I was pursuing my girlfriend, now my wife, he was actually my best counselor.
真的不晓得为什么这么好的朋友，当初他跟我所有谈过关于信仰的事情。全部都像耳边风一样。
I just did not realize why such a good friend of mine who was a good Christian and has been talking to me about Christian, the gospel all the time, but I just didn't hear it.
在我身边一点反应都没有，就像种子撒在路旁一样。
And I had no response to whatever they're telling me. And it's just like the seed is sowing on the path, along the path of the farmland.
耶稣在解释这个比喻的时候，特别讲到了魔鬼的工作。
And when Jesus explained this parable, he especially also mentionedSatan or the devil.
魔鬼时时刻刻一直在积极做的，就是要拦阻人来认识神。
What Satan is always trying to do is to stop us from having the opportunity to know God.
当然，这里面牵涉一些神学的问题。
However, here we have some theological questions that people may ask.
神为什么允许魔鬼的存在
？And people may ask, why does God allow the existence of Satan?
或者说，神这么有能力，为什么不压制魔鬼的作为
？Or if God is Almighty, how come He doesn't just stop Satan from all his bad works?
这些问题很好，但是不是今天三言两语能够讲清楚的。
These are all good questions, but it's not. This is not a good time for me to answer.Well enough to you guys today.
我们今天就注意到，耶稣在讲这个比喻的时候，很直接告诉我们这个客观的事实。
However, we have to realize that there's a fact in this parable, which is what Jesus is trying to tell us.
就是有魔鬼的存在。
That is, Satan really exists.
而且魔鬼想尽办法在做破坏的工作，不让人能够相信认识神。
And he is really actively, proactively trying to stop us from knowing God.
所以当我们发现我们成长的环境让我们很难相信神很难接受福音的时候让我们记得就像耶稣所说的
这是魔鬼工作的一部分。
So we have to realize that if we have the background, that came with us, that make us, just make it a little bit difficult for us to accept God or know God, this is the work of Satan.
我出生在台湾。
I was born in Taiwan.
台湾整个大环境就是拜佛教、道教和各式各样的民间宗教。
So in Taiwan, we can see that everybody, believes in, Buddhism, Taoism, and all kinds of, folk religions.
台湾真的是到处是庙。
And we know that there's temples in Taiwan all over the place.
每几条街就是一间大庙，每走几步路。就是一间小庙。
You see the big temple, every couple of streets, and every couple of steps you take, you'll see a small temple.
我妈妈这边的亲戚，包括我妈妈在内，都是从小烧香拜佛的。
The relatives, of my mother's side, including my mother, they all believe in, worship, idol worshiping.
而我爸爸呢，则基本上是无神，什么都不信，只信自己。
As for my father, he doesn't believe in anything. He only believes in himself.
那他会有这样的看法？又是受他成长的环境影响。
And the way he is now, at that time, it was because of his background.
所以我受这些大环境、小环境的影响，从小到大，不论福音的种子撒到我身上多少次，我不只是没有正面的反应，还总是把基督教当作洋教，当作洪水猛兽一样的来抵挡，来小心防卫。
So that I was affected by all these factors when I was growing up. So then, not only, did I not have any response when the seed of the gospel came to me, I also resisted and I rejected as if I'm rejecting the monster.
那这个福音的种子落到我这个硬邦邦的地上，不只是没有办法向下生根，还常常在一落下来就弹到远远的。
So then all the seeds of the gospel that came to me is such kind of a hard soil. Not only is it not able to grow any roots, it was actually bounced off.
我上次回台湾曾经特别花心思写了一本见证加上福音的信息。
The last time when I returned to Taiwan, I tried to write a message of the gospel and also with some witness of mine.
我给我所有的亲戚、小学同学、中学同学、大学同学每人一本，向他们传福音。
So then I gave this testimony to all my relatives, to my friends from elementary school, high school, and college, and I want to spread the gospel to them.
很多人读了之后都主动告诉我说写得很好，他们有的人还读了好几遍。
So many people came to me and they said that this is such a good book, and a lot of them actually read it a couple times.
但是我知道我所做的可能只是被神使用。把种子撒出去。
However, I knew that what I was doing was probably just sowing the seed.
我知道很多读了我见证的亲友受了环境的影响，他们属灵的光景仍然是像农田旁的道路一样。
I know, because of their backgrounds, a lot of my relatives and friends, their response to my testimony is just like the seed was sown on the along the path.
听是听到了。读是读过
的。They hear it and they read it.
但是因为无法向下生根，没有过多久，魔鬼就像飞鸟来，把种子吃掉，把神的道从人心中夺去。
They hear and they read it, however, they are not able to grow any roots. So then the Satan, just like the birds of the air, he came and took it all out.
所以魔鬼会借着人间的宗教、风俗习惯、文化潮流、思想哲学。来做破坏的工作。
So Satan will work through the religions, our customs, cultures, our thoughts, philosophies to stop us from knowing God.
他还会做一个更可怕的工作，拦阻人来认识神，就是让人心变得越来越硬。
And what is worse is that he tries to make our hearts more and more hard, so then there's no way that we can know God.
很多年前我们曾经认识一位女孩子。
Many years ago, I knew of a woman.
她曾经非常喜欢来团契和教会。
She once was very interested in coming to the fellowship.
她觉得圣经的教导很好，她也很喜欢跟基督徒在一起。
And she liked what the Christian principles are, and she likes to be with Christians.
但她后来爱上一位有妇之夫，整个人陷进去。
She fell in love with somebody who has a wife, and then she just couldn't get herself out of it.
她知道她所行的与神的期望 相违背。
And she knew that she was doing the opposite to what God was expected of her.
但她断不了那个不正常的关系。
However, she could not stop the relationship.
我们就看到她的心越变越硬。
So we can see that her heart is more and more hardened.
渐渐她越来越不愿意听那个会责备她良心的福音。
And then more and more, she's not willing to listen to the gospel, which actually condemns her conscience.
到后来，她就对福音失去了反应。
So eventually, she had no response to the gospels anymore.
我们要想看看，田旁边的路就紧接在田的旁边。
We have to understand that the path along the farmland is right next to the farmland.
本来的那整个环境的土是一样的。
So then, originally, these are the same kind of.Soil.
路旁的地原本也是完全有条件成为、跟田一样的好土。
So we know that the soil on the path was the same as the good soil, and they really have the condition to become good soil.
但是经过经年累月的来回的践踏
，However, it was trampled upon years after years.
一踩再踩就越变越硬。
And more and more stepped on, the harder and harder it becomes.
压得结结实实的跟石头一样硬。
It was that so hard that it's just like a rock.
连一点点透气的缝都没有。
This is like no room to breathe.
人有的时候也会这样。
So it's we sometimes are like that.
不是福音的种子没有撒在他身上。
It is not that the seed of the gospel did not come to them.
不是他觉得福音的信息不好或者是没有道理
and it's not because they didn't think that the message makes sense or the message is not good
而是在现实生活当中有一些事情与福音的信息有直接的冲突
and it was mostly because there are things in their lives that would go directly against what the gospel was saying
有的人放不下那些事后来就心变得越来越硬
so some people just cannot give up what they have in this world, so that their hearts become more and more hardened.
那这是魔鬼最高兴看到的情况。
And this is what Satan likes to see the most.
好，耶稣借着比喻告诉我们，有些人的状况就和前边的路一样，对福音没反应。
So Jesus told us through the parable that some people's soil of their heart is just like the path along the farmland.
我们自然会想问的是，那人可以做什么？
So these people have no response to the gospel. Then some people may ask, well, then what do we do?
特别是我们想，如果我目前的状况是像路一样硬，我们有责任改变自己的状况吗？
So some people will say that, well, what if my condition is just like the path? It's so hard. And do I have the responsibility to change myself?
那这个状况是人自己想改变就改变得了的吗？
And even if I am willing to change, can I change it?
如果有人硬是要把比喻里面的每一部分都绝对化
So if everybody, some people want to make it absolute in everything in this parable
那他们可以说哪有土地可以改变自己状况的道理
They will say, well, no soil will be able to change themselves
责任当然是在撒种的人
Of course, it's God's, it's the farmer's responsibility
是神要来负责改变我们心田的状况
So it is God's responsibility to change our heart
但是我们好好读圣经的话一定会发现
However, if we read carefully, we'll find out
圣经一贯的教导都是一方面强调神的主权神的能力一方面又强调人的自由意志和人的责任
So we can see throughout the Bible that the Bible is teaching us about God's authority and God's power and at the same time it's also talking about our freedom of choice and our responsibility
这两方面如何能够和谐的同时存在透过人有限的智慧很难完全彻透
So it might be really difficult for our limited knowledge to understand why these two factors can coexist
我个人认为最有智慧的看法就是同时期的这两件事情
And I think the wise way to look at it is to just remember that they both exist
就是神的主权和人的自由意志两者并存
So we just need to acknowledge that God's authority and our freedom of choice can coexist
因此能力在神
So then God has the power
但是责任在人
But we have the responsibility
也就是我们所当持什么样的态度
Which means what kind of attitude we need to uphold.
我们不知道神会用什么样的方式，在什么时间，在我们所处的环境，或者在我们个人身上工作。
So we don't know how or when or where God is going to work on us.
但是只要我们一旦察觉神在我们身上工作的时候，我们需要有所回应。
However, as soon as we understand that God is working on us, we have to have response.
我们需要对我们的反应负责。
We have to be responsible to the response that we have to God.
从我自己主观的经验来看，神其实曾经多次借着不同的人在我身上行松土的工作。
So I, from my own perspective, I can see that God actually throughout the years has been working on me through different kind of people.
就像拿个铲子或者锄头在那铲呀铲呀敲呀敲的。
And just like a farmer using a shovel and trying to loosen the soil of my heart.
就是要把那硬硬的土地弄松。
He wants to loosen my heart.
我姐姐当时考高中跟考大学都严重失常，没有考好，所以后我父母亲送她去读教会学校。
So my sister did not do well when she was taking the exam for high school entrance and college entrance, and she didn't do well. So my parents actually had to spend a lot of money on tuition and sent her to a Christian school.
那因为她的缘故，我们家有一些跟基督教信仰有关的书。
And because of that, we have some Christian books at home.
那我在初中跟高中的时候非常好奇，所以我偷偷读了好多本。
So when I was in junior high, I was so curious and I actually read some of the books.
现在回想起来，当时心中还蛮感动的。
And now come to think of it, when I read it, I was actually touched.
只是感动之后没有多久就被压下去，而且就忘掉了。
However, that feeling didn't last long, and then I just shortly after, I just forgot about it.
就好像硬硬的土，好不容易才被铲松了一点点，没有多久又被踩下去压硬了。
It's just like the soil of my heart was really hard. Somebody loosened it a little bit. However, it was trampled upon again and it became hard again.
我在出国留学之前两个月去参加我大学那位最好的朋友的婚礼。
2 months before I leave Taiwan to come to the U.S., I went to my best friend's wedding.
我提早几天到他那里去帮忙婚礼的筹备。
So I actually went a couple of days earlier to help him out with the wedding.
那其中一项他请我负责的就是把他们两人的情书挑出最精彩、最具有代表性的加以整理展示出来。
So one of my job description was actually to read all of their love letters, correspondences, and then pick out the best and the most most exciting ones and put them all together and show.
很可惜这次红衣跟李燕没请我做这一部分。
So 红衣跟李燕 you guys didn't ask me to do this part.
但能读别人的情书当然是一件非常过瘾的事情。
And it was really cool to be able to read other people's love correspondences.
我不亦乐乎啊。
I was so happy.
但是我没想到神竟然使用了那件事情在我心中做了很重要的一个松土的工作。
And however, I didn't realize was that God actually used that job to help to loosen the soil of my heart.
他们两位都是基督徒。
And they're both Christians.
我真的很惊讶，他们写的情书跟我写的很不一样。
And I was really surprised to see that how different their love letters are compared to mine.
在他们的情书当中，信仰竟然占了非常重要的地方。
And I was surprised to find out that God has taken a big part of their love letters.
我到了信主之后回头看，才真正意识到那次在教会当中参加他们的婚礼，以及读他们情书筹备婚礼，真的是神在我心中产了非常重要的一产。
So now after I became a Christian, I looked back and I realized that when I went to their wedding in the church, I read their godly love letters and I prepared their weddings for them. It was the time when God was trying to loosen the soil of my heart.
虽然如此，我刚来美国的时候还是完全没有意识到，我也从来没有打算去教会。
And despite of that, I still didn't plan to go to church at all when I came to the U.S.
会去完全是一件非常偶然的事情。
And the reason that I ended up in church in the U.S. was because something completely is totally not related.
那时候有一对基督徒夫妇帮同学会接飞机。
At that time when I came to the U.S., there's a couple who came to pick us up from the airport.
他们接的其中的一位后来和我还有另外两位学生合租了一间公寓。
So one of the students they also picked up and myself and two other students rented an apartment together.
那这对基督徒夫妇照顾他，后来想想，算了，我们四个他都照顾吧。
So the Christian couple actually took care of one of our housemates, and then they ended up taking care of all of us, all four of us.
所以每个礼拜接送我们买菜，然后我们有什么需要，他们都帮忙。
So every week they took us to for grocery shopping, and then also help us with our other problems.
刚开始有人邀我们去查经班的时候，我们四个人都不信主。
So initially people would invite us to go to a Bible study groups.
所以我们四个人还为此特别开了个会。
And then at that time we're none of us was Christians, and we actually had a meeting to talk about that in our house.
最后决议去查经班有很多非常实际的好处，所以我们四个人就都去了。
So the conclusion of that meeting was that there are practical benefits.To our lives, if we go to the Bible study group, so we decided to go.
我去的第一次的时候，真的觉得这些人信的很荒唐，很可笑。
And when I first went to the Bible study group, I thought that these guys are stupid.
但是我也是不太晓得，就觉得查圣经还蛮有意思的，我就有兴趣多去。
However, I thought that the Bible study itself was interesting, so then I was interested in going more.
我去的时候完全没有打算要信。
So when I went to the Bible study groups, I wasn't thinking about accepting this religion at all.
我也深信我这个人永远不可能，绝对不可能会成为基督徒。
I deeply believed that for a person like myself, there's no way that I would believe in the Christianity.
但是神就借着各样的人与事，在那段时间里面一铲一铲的把我心中的土给铲松了。
However, during the days that I went to the Bible study group, God has used different kind of people and different things to help and little by little to loosen the soil of my heart.
终于有一天我意识到原来神正在我生命当中工作。
So finally, one day, I came to a realization that God was working in my heart.
我非常不愿意成为基督徒。
I did not want to become a Christian.
我特别是怕成为基督徒之后会有很大的压力。
Especially, I am afraid of getting a lot of pressures once I become a Christian.
但是我由于挣扎了很久之后，我觉得没有办法昧着我的良心再抵挡拒绝神，我就鼓起勇气接受了主。
So after a long struggle, I eventually feel that I just could not resist God and go against my conscience. So I actually braved myself and accepted God.
在那之后，神就在我心中继续的一点一滴的工作，让我开始经历到耶稣所说的赐给我们丰盛的生命是怎么一回事。
So after that, God continued to work on me little by little, and then let me experience and realize what God means by bring life to me and let me live to the fullest.
对我们整个中华民族这个大环境而言
，to Chinese people as a group.
我们不知道在挪亚时代的洪水之后，我们华夏民族是怎么从敬拜独一的神，尊称他为天，到后来开始拜偶像，有各式各样的宗教。
And I don't know how we as a Chinese people after the flood of the time of Noah, we came from worshiping one and only God.And worshiping as the heavens, and it came to now we actually start to worship idols.
到了近代中国大陆又有一两代的人是接受无神论的思想。
And even now for the recent one and two generations in China, people start to accept atheism.
所以我们不完全明白为什么神允许这些反基督教的思想拦阻了一代又一代成千上万的中国人来认识神。
And I don't really completely understand why God allows all these obstacles to prevent us generations after generations to know God.
但是客观的事实是，神的心意始终是希望人人都能够认识他。
However, objectively, we know that God's will is that every one of us will come to know Him.
神也从来没有停止过在我们身上。
And we know that God will never stop loosening the heart in our heart, the soil in our heart.
在美国很多大学都会有一些纪念碑，上面写着啊，他们在第一次世界大战和第二次世界大战当中为国捐躯效友的名字。
And in some of the schools, we'll see some memorial monuments, and then on those monuments, we'll see names of the alumni who sacrificed their lives in the First and Second World War.
有一次我到芝加哥附近的一所基督教大学 Wheaton College.
One time I was in Wheaton College, which is a Christian college in Chicago.
那学校有一栋建筑里面有一面墙，上面是密密麻麻的名字。
And on one of the walls of one of the buildings in the school, we see a lot of names on this wall.
那些校友不是打仗死的。
And these alumni are not dying in the war. They didn't die for the war.
而是为了传福音死在异国他乡的宣教士。
And these are the names of the missionaries who died in foreign country for the gospel.
其中辉等的校友死掉最多的地方就是中国。
And the country where most of these missionaries die is in China.
最近200年间，有成千的西方宣教士为了传福音给中国人而死在中国。
In the recent 200 years, we know that there is thousands of Western missionaries who came to China and spread the gospel and die in China.
单单是1900年。义和团事件当中被人滥杀无辜丧命的宣教士就有将近200人。
And only counting in 1990, in the event of the Boxers Revolution, we know that people are massacred. Missionaries are massacred, and then there's about 200 of them.
我手上这张图表就是详细的列了那些统计到当时丧命的宣教士的名单。
And on my hand, there's this list of missionaries who died in that event.
这张表上还列了其中几个人死之前所留下的遗言。
On this list, we also see some of the last words these missionaries wrote before they died.
其中一位说：“我没有后悔来到中国，唯一遗憾的，再一次，唯一遗憾的。”是我只做了这么一点点。
One said that I do not regret coming to China, but I'm sorry I have done so little.
另外一位说，我们是为主和中国而活，也为主和中国而死。
Another said, we live and die for the Lord and China.
还一位的遗言是，假如你我从此诀别，请你记住，我没有后悔到中国。
Another said, if you never see me again, remember I'm not sorry that I came to China.
又一位宣教士死前说，100年之后我们会怎样衡量在这里所投资的生命和努力呢？
Another missionary said, how shall we look at the investment of our lives and labor here, even from the near standpoint of the 100 years hence?
弟兄姐妹和朋友们，
brothers and sisters,
今天世界上很多人都觉得不可思议。
And nowadays, many people think that it is almost impossible.
在中国大陆的农村，基督徒的人数现在竟然激增到至少7000万。
And it's almost impossible that in the villages in China, we can see that the number of the Christian is more than 70 million.
从小受无神论教育的大陆学生学者，竟然成百上千的在海外信了主。
And those scholars who went overseas.We can see them that they came from an atheist background. We can see thousands and thousands of them accept the Christ as well.
他们成为了基督徒，还有很多成为了传道人。
And those scholars, a lot of them became Christians, and then some of them even became full-time ministers.
十年前，还有一些人认为只有在农村没有受过什么教育的人才会去信主。
If we were looking at more than 10 years ago, some people are thinking that, well, it's only those people who are not educated well enough in the village, they will come to accept the Christ.
今天在海外不止许许多多像你们这样的学生学者信主。
And nowadays we can see that overseas, not only will we see scholars like yourself who came to know Christ.
在最近十年，在国内的各个大城市，在各个重点大学，都有越来越多的知识分子信主。
And then we can see even in China nowadays, in the colleges and the big cities, we see more and more scholars came to know Christ.
查经班和教会像雨后春笋一样，一个个的在各个地方成立。
And we can see that the Bible study groups and churches, they just get started one after another.
难道这些是人为的努力，是人发起的运动吗？
So do we see that this is completely human's effort and completely human's movement?
这岂不是神使用了多少的宣教士的性命，还有多少忠心摆上的基督徒，在神州大地上一铲一铲、一锄一锄的做松土的工作。
So isn't this God's work? where God uses all these missionaries and all these Christians to do their work and loosen the heart, loosen the soil of people's heart in China.
弟兄姐妹和朋友们，你我本来我们的心都是硬土。
Brothers and sisters, we have to know that the soil of our heart was originally hard.
本来福音的种子撒在我们身上，都像撒在路旁一样。
So then, if we're not, if nothing happened, actually all these seeds of the gospel came upon us just like the seeds came upon the path of the farmland.
但是无论在大环境上，或者在我们个人身上。神实在都使用了许多的人为我们做了松土的工作。
However, we can see that God has done a lot of work in the environment and also within ourselves.
无论我们是已经信主的，或者是还没有信主的，我们今天会坐在这里，绝对不是一件偶然的事。
No matter you are a Christian or not a Christian here with us today, we know that God has done work in you.
如果我们感受到了神的爱
，So if you have felt God's love.
如果我们察觉神的确在我们心中行了松土的恩典
If we have realized that God has given us the grace of loosening the soil of our hearts
让我们早早对神的恩典有所回应
Let's give forth a good response to God's gospel
因为耶稣说我来的是要叫人得生命并且得得更丰盛
Because Jesus said I have come that they may have life and live it to the full
我们接下来要擘饼纪念主。
Now it's time for communion.
擘饼是耶稣为所有立定心志跟随他的人所设立的。
The communion was instituted by Jesus for all those who are dedicated to follow him.
圣经教导我们在领主的饼和主的杯的事情上不要随便。
The Bible teaches to be serious when we come to communion.
所以如果你还没有信主或者是还没有机会受洗我们恳请你今天暂时不要拿
So if you have not known God or you are not a Christian please do not receive the communion today
当饼和杯传到你手中的时候就恭敬地传给旁边的那一位
So when the bread and the cup is passed to you please just simply pass it to the person next to you
但是我们也借着这个机会很诚恳地邀请还没有受洗的朋友们
However, I also would like to sincerely invite those who have not come to the Christ.
愿你能够早早的对主的恩典有所回应。
We ask you to reflect upon it and to have response to the gospel.
只要你愿意，我非常乐意与你单独的交谈，为你安排受洗的合适的时间。
If you would like, if you're willing, I would be more than happy to talk to you one to one.And then to arrange a baptism for you.
我们现在就请服侍饼杯的同工们到前面来。
We ask the ushers to come up.
在主耶稣被卖的那一夜。
At the night that Jesus was betrayed.
他拿起饼来祝谢了就拨开
He took the bread gave thanks and he broke it
说这是我的身体为你们舍的
He said this is my body given for you
你们当如此行为的是纪念
You should do the same in remembrance of me
我们来唱一首诗歌
Let's sing a hymn together
十字架上的光芒温柔又慈祥带着主爱的力量向着我照亮我的心不再隐藏完全地摆上愿主爱来浇灌我在爱中的自由释放 我愿意降服，我愿意降服在你爱的怀抱中，我愿意降服，你是我的主，你是我的主，永远在你怀抱中，你是我，你是我的主。
请自行轻轻的弹，我们有点点时间安静。
Let's have some quiet time.
让我们来思想耶稣所讲的比喻的意义。
Let's reflect upon this parable that Jesus gave to us.
大家起立，我们请 David 带我们祷告。
Please all rise. We'll have David to pray for us. 我们一起低头祷告。亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你赐给我们这个饼。我们知道你最终付了你的代价。主啊，你为我们死，所以我们可以活。我们愿你帮助我们，所以我们的心田是柔软的，而不是硬的。所以我们可以了解你的恩典跟你为我们所做的牺牲。主啊，我们知道在之前有多少的宣教士为做了牺牲，所以今天我们可以听到福音。主啊，所以帮助我们能够了解，所以我们可以全心的跟随你。我们为这个饼跟我们的教会感谢你。愿你帮助我们可以在这个教会能够继续的传递福音。愿意我们的教会所宣扬的除了福音之外没有别的。我们谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们。
我们一同真感的心领受。
Let's take it together.
请坐。
Please be seated.
饭后耶稣也照样拿起杯来。
After the supper, Jesus took the cup.
说这杯是用我的血所立的新约。
He said, "This cup is the new covenant through my blood."
你们每逢喝的时候，当如此行，为的是纪念我。
So whenever you do so, you should do the same in remembrance of me.
再来唱这首诗歌。
Sing the hymn again.
下山的光芒，温柔又慈祥，带着主爱的力量，向着我照亮。我的心不再隐藏，完全地摆上，愿主爱来浇灌我在海中的自由时光。我愿意相扶，在你爱的怀抱中，我愿意相扶。你是我的主，你是我的主，永远在你怀抱中。你是我，你是我的主。
请姐妹轻轻地唱。
Sisters。
是
你身上的光芒，温柔又慈祥，带着主爱的力量，向着我照亮。我的心不再隐藏，完全地摆上，
大家再次起立，我们请玉美带我们祷告。
Once again, please all rise. We'll have Amy to pray for us. Let's all bow down and pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you. So that as we hold this cup, we ask you to help us so that we can reflect.Reflect upon whatever we have done consciously or unconsciously against you, knowingly or unknowingly we hurt people around us. Lord, we ask you to forgive us. We ask you to cleanse us with your blood. Lord, we would like to especially pray for our relatives and friends who have not come to know you. We ask you to help us so that we are able to spread your gospel to them. Lord, we know that you love us. You love everyone on this world. Lord, we ask you to help us so that we can dedicate ourselves every day.To take up our cross and to follow you faithfully. We also thank you for giving us the communion so that we can remember you. you died on the cross for us and you shed the blood so that you can save our lives. We give all of our thanks to you. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Let's
take it together.
请坐，请把杯往两边传，然后带回收。
You pass your cup to the side. And we give the time to the presider. Now it's time for welcoming and announcement. I would like to welcome new friends.
或者是我们回到我们中间的校友。
Or alumni who has come back to us.
请你能够站起来介绍一下。
We ask you to stand up and introduce yourself.
有没有？
Anybody?